You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 158 of Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network.
This is Jennifer Hebert.
I'm Morgan Nicole.
And this is Sophia Ayaguela. Welcome to Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Sophia, I am so excited for January Wessa Trade Show. I know that the January contracts are in, so tell me what we can expect.
Yes, we made some changes to the floor plan to hopefully improve navigation because buyers still get lost every once in a while. We want to make sure that everybody can find who they're looking for. And then, of course, we're also excited to bring back our fun parties. We have some events every day. And on the very first day, we also get to celebrate our 2026 award winners.
Amazing. So can you share any insights into who won, or is that top secret?
Yes, I can share it here first. The first award will go to a former president. He was also recently featured in one of our directory editorials, as he's one of the few true traveling sales reps. And you might have guessed it, it is Gerald Adami who will win the Salesperson of the Year award. And then our top hand award goes to Hitch & Post, a retailer. And we're really excited to also have them on the podcast soon because they have a lot to share about their rich history, their branding, all the things that they have accomplished so far. And we're excited to celebrate with them as well.
How exciting. Well, huge congratulations to all of the winners. This is such a huge accomplishment, and I cannot wait to meet them in person in January, shake their hand, and hear more about their story. I know today we have quite the story coming up. Jennifer, do you want to give our guest intro today?
I will. At a mere schmear 16 years old, Mason is the founder and driving force behind Vaquero Outdoors, a polished lifestyle brand inspired by the untamed spirit of Texas Hill Country, which is where he's from. We are honored to have Mason here today to talk about his journey, his brand philosophy, and what's next for Vaquero Outdoors. Let's dive in. Well, welcome to the show, Mason.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You are one of our younger entrepreneurs at Wessa, although, interestingly enough, at Wessa this year, when we were out there, the number of young, new Wessa exhibitors and the amount of invention and creativity that I was seeing this time around really bodes well. So good for you. Did you start out thinking when you were 9 that you were going to be an entrepreneur? Do you come from an entrepreneurial family? Where does that come from?
So both my parents are entrepreneurs. And so, you know, Vaquero started out as like a lesson for me, you know, kind of to go into, you know, the space. And it kind of started out just to be a lesson to sell a few hats from where I'm from in Burney, Texas. But the first weekend that we had our hats, we sold completely out. And then we had people, you know, in like a line in, you know, pre-ordering. And so it got pretty serious very fast.
What started out as a lesson is, oh, rats, I need a business plan.
I know we had to, you know, figure a lot of stuff out very fast. It went from, oh, you know, this might be fun to, you know, we got to figure some things out.
So how is it to try and balance school with this business? Because obviously it's growing pretty quickly and that creates a lot of pressure for your time and mental energy.
Yes, ma'am. It's pretty interesting because, you know, you have to think about both things at once. And sometimes I find myself thinking about Vaquero when I probably should be thinking about school. But it's really, you know, the company kind of slows down a little bit since school has started up. But
yes,
it's, you know, not a full backseat. It's still, you know, very much chugging along in the background.
Yeah. So how would you rate your first Wessa show? Was it a lot of fun? Was it extremely stressful? Somewhere in between?
I would rate it a 10 out of 10. I mean, not just from like, the selling side and meeting retailers, but from the people we met and the people, you know, that ran other boots, like the people at Hire, the people at Wrangler Caps, you know, everybody was so like full of advice. And really, that was one of my favorite parts about WESA.
That's interesting. Bodes well for being a full-time future entrepreneur.
It was, yes, ma'am. It was great, you know, advice that, you know, could be applied to Vaquero and maybe, you know, whatever I do in the future.
I got,
you know, life lessons and stuff that I learned from so many great people.
Yeah. So where does your inspiration come from for the products that you are selling? Because these are great, unique, and interesting ideas that you're coming up with. What is your muse? Where do you get inspiration at?
I think we definitely look to Hui, because Hui has, you know, strong, you know, like South Texas roots. And, you know, they just started off selling caps and t-shirts. And so whenever, you know, we're confused on where to go next, we kind of look at the origins of Hui and other small hat companies. And we think, well, what went well for them? And what, you know, could we emulate here?
Yes. And do you see yourself going way beyond hats? Do you see yourself staying in a relatively narrow silo?
I would love to. I mean, I would love to go into other, you know, venues, but I really want to make sure that we can sell our hats, you know, super well before we try to go into a different space.
Go into a different space. So you have a lovely selection of different ball caps that are ready for just about every occasion. So you don't see yourself going outside the hat space. Do you see yourself going outside of the, I'm going to call it the casual wear hat, because everybody in the universe is familiar with that style of cap?
We have a few model caps. We range from, you know, some unstructured, like 256 style hats. And then we range, you know, to hats that are good for your golfer, you know, average golfer, some mm-hmm. top profile. And then we range, you know, to trucker caps with a mesh back. So we really do have something that's meant for everybody.
This gives you an idea of how naive I am. I only learned last week that what I'll call a baseball cap with the mesh back is called a trucker cap. I didn't know that.
I didn't know it before I started Vaquero either. So,
oh, I feel better. Thank you.
You learn a lot when, you know, you learn a lot on the fly.
Yes, that's true. So the process of manufacture, that's pretty complex stuff. You're not in your basement printing out ball caps. What was the learning curve like for that at 16 while you're also trying to manage going to school?
The learning curve was interesting, but it made it a little bit easier because I also do this with my parents. And so they were able to help me along in this. And so we started our initial shipment at a small place out of San Antonio that just did in-stitching on hats. And so we would just, you know, order Richardson caps to this place in San Antonio and have them embroidered there. And then we moved it to a place in Waco called Hole in the Roof. And now we get them straight from Richardson. So we have Richardson embroider our hats and they ship them directly to us.
So you have that all worked out now. And now as your business grows, that will grow along with it. And one of the things that we've noticed with your particular brand, and this probably goes along with the generational difference, is that your social media and your approach to content that promotes your brand is really interesting and seems to be pretty successful. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So our social media side is completely ran by my mother. She owns a media consulting company called Firebrand Marketing. And so, you know, she's pretty good at that space. And so she kind of puts me in front of the camera and goes, all right, just start talking, and then turns it into something usable. So,
yay. So as you have it in the family, so some other young entrepreneur is listening to this podcast. What advice would you give them? What would you say to that young person who's got this spark of an idea that they feel passionate about? And as a person under the age of 18, because I think the learning curve and the life path is different when you start that young, what would you say to them?
I would completely say, you know, whatever idea you have, to go for it and, you know, to try it out and try to find good people to help you along, because it's super hard to do alone. But if you get just a few people that can help you out, it's a world of a difference.
I'm so glad you said that, because the support system, being a lifelong entrepreneur myself, the support system is, I think, something that many, many, many young entrepreneurs, and even people who have discovered their entrepreneurial spirit as an adult or even an older adult, they skip that part because they're worried about being judged. Because a lot of times when you first start out, other people don't see your vision and you can feel a little bit put on. So I'm glad you put that in there, that you find the people that you support, that can support you. They're not just going to appear. Keep that passion and don't be afraid to put yourself out there and find it.
It's a wonderful way to say it.
There we go. So for retailers who want to stock your products, how do they reach out to you?
So they can email us, yeah, vaqueroutdoors.com or orders@vaqueroutdoors.com. And they can email us there or go to our website. We have a retailer-only page there where they can fill out orders and process them.
All righty. So it's vaqueroutdoorsplural.com. Thank you very much, Mason, for stopping by. And I anticipate we will be hearing from you again in the future.
Subscribe to Wisdom by Wessa on Apple Music, Spotify, or any podcast player. And don't miss out on all the news for manufacturers and retailers in the equine industry.
The Wisdom by Wessa show is published the 15th and the 30th of every month. Don't miss a single one. Wisdom by Wessa, where the industry meets.